Good morning, Teach Better family. My name is Katie Miglin, and I'm with the wonderful Ray Hewart. We decided to change things up today and switch roles. So I don't know, Ray, we got some fun stuff to talk about. We are like rearing the end of our time together. I don't know what I'm gonna do every morning that I don't get to spend with you. Oh,
There's
wait.
enough episodes of Teach Better Talk that you'll be fine.
That's true. That's true. I could just still listen to you. All right. Well, let's jump in and get this party started. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to Teach Better Today. My name is Katie Miglin. I'm with Ray Ann Hewart. Welcome. We're so happy to start your morning with our morning with you, where we go live every single morning, 7 a.m. Eastern, super early every other time zone on all your streaming platforms. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. Hopefully, you had an awesome week. Weather is gorgeous. We had some fun stuff. We had Teacher Appreciation Week the week before. We had Mother's Day in there. I feel like May is just like filled with positive, fun stuff, but
Well, and a lot of graduations
yes.
happened. There was a lot of proms. Like, I feel like the second week of May could not have been busier ever.
Agreed. 100% agree. Hopefully, you're able to like relax and enjoy the moments with your students, with your schools, staff. We know this is also like retirement season where people are, celebrating that. So many things, so many things. But Ray, how was your week?
Week's been good. Lots of meetings, which is not a bad thing. And a lot of the school districts that we work with around the US and Canada have been like finalizing their plans for August, which is always exciting to kind of get a preview of where our team is going to be around the globe for 2024, 2025 school year. And yeah, my Harvey had surgery last week and has been recovering from that. So there's been a little more bodily fluids than I would like for this week, but I'm hoping that like this weekend and next week gets me back on track. I'm ready to have a clean home and maybe just, I don't know, a little more peace of mind. I also hung something in my office that I was super excited about, and it has fallen down every night that,
Good.
yeah, it's been up. And then I put it up and it stays up all day. And there's something about the evening. It just falls and makes a huge crash. And I always think there's a robber. And we're on day three right now, guys.
My gosh. I wonder if it's like humidity or something gets too high.
I don't know. It can't, so it's like I don't know if any of you are doing this, but it's more, I'm trying to create like a little bit of vision board. And I say that loosely. It's not necessarily a vision board, but there's just things that I want to aspire towards in life, and I want to put it on there to, I don't, it is a vision board, I guess, in that regard. But anyway, so I bought this really cool felt, there's square pieces. So it's not a cork board, it's a felt board, whatever the equivalent is. And I'm essentially creating a little bit of like, it's going to go floor to ceiling. It's a little bit like artistic, and then you put pins in it and whatever, you can change it up. And it comes with these adhesive pieces that, you put it on the back and stick to the wall. Needless to say, it's not sticky. It's not working. And it's in lots of little pieces, so when it crumbles, it's just like duh, 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 duh. Like it's all over. So it's not going well, but in my head, it's really gonna work out.
The potential for the vision is going to be great.
The potential for the vision is amazing, and I just need to figure out a different adhesive because whatever this is, it ain't working. Whatever this is, terrible. I mean,
I
it
mean,
feels,
they're little.
they're little, but you put like four or five of them, and let's just say bad, Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good. Nope. Going with a no-go. So I would love to hear from all of you who hang things on walls all the time in classrooms. What's your trick? I'm trying to keep the paint. So I know teachers have to worry about that. You don't want to ruin the paint in your classroom.
Yep.
And it needs to stick to felt, and it's a little heavy. So it's kind of, I feel like this is a really good teacher problem, actually. We have all tried things in our classrooms with a little.
I don't know that
creativity.
3M hooks are always my go-to. Like the Velcro-y ones.
Yeah.
So I use that for like frames all over my room.
Yeah, that's smart. 3M hooks would be the, or 3M whatever.
Yeah, brand.
The brand would be probably my next bet. It just seems like the sticky stuff that comes with it should work. I don't know.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. Ray, I have a kind of a, I don't know that I could say fun, but I have an interesting topic I want to get into. Do you want to switch over?
Are you, you're sick of hearing about my felt board that keeps-
I mean, we can talk about it more. I just feel like people need to stew and problem solve for you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then anybody who also wants to tell me what else should be on my vision board, let us know. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Teach Better Today. My name is Katie Miglin, and I'm with Ray Hewer, and we are here to join you every single morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern, on all of your streaming platforms. But we are getting towards the end of a school year. I know some people have like a week, some people have 3 weeks, some people have a month, like everything in between. But Ray, I was talking to an educator, I guess it was like earlier this week, and they were talking about how they were stressed about the end of the year with deciding what next year would look like, as far as, is this the right profession from that for them? And I thought this was like kind of a heavier topic, but I really wanted, because you and I have had conversations about this before.
Sure, all the time.
Yes, about whether, like, at what point it's appropriate for a teacher to say, I need to take a break from the classroom. But I feel like what you hear on the media and what we have discussed isn't the same. Like, you and I are very much in the mindset of it doesn't always have to be a career shift. There's lots of things you can do before you get to that major change. And so I guess I just kind of wanted to like dive into the conversations you and I have had off the cuff of like, you know, oh, such and such is really struggling. Here's what I suggested. And just kind of talk through some things, because we know the end of the year can bring a lot of stress. It can be, you know, maybe if you had a hard group of students, you had just a rough year in general, personal life or professional life, it can cause a lot of internal reflection where you're trying to decide, is this what I want to do for the long run? And it's not always going to be a yes or a no. There's lots of little changes you can make to improve your life and your headspace. And so I just kind of wanted to talk through that. Does that sound good?
It's a great topic and something that I feel like we don't discuss here often, but I talk to at least one person about a week. There's always somebody reaching out to our team, scheduling time on my calendar. Either they're retiring, they're looking for the next thing they want to get involved in, or they're feeling uninspired of their job. So they're looking for even like something to get involved in on the side to bring them that joy. Or like you're saying, an educator that's like, I'm burning out. I don't know what next year should look like for me. Can we just talk through our options? Like, here's my skill set. Here's my background. What do you see? Because I think the struggle that we see in classrooms is that it really is a bubble. And we're raised in this bubble that teaches us that you are, you go to college to become a classroom teacher. Then maybe you climb up the ladder and you become a coach, and then maybe a principal, assistant principal, and then a principal. And then you maybe become a director of curriculum and then a superintendent. And wherever on that ladder you want to stop, you're more than welcome. But those are the options. And the reality is that that is so far from the truth. Like, there are so many options of things that educators mm-hmm. could be doing in the field that aren't on that specific tiered system. So,
yeah. Well, I think first you have to decide, you have to kind of have that moment of reflection and have the hard, like, truth with yourself of what is causing you stress day in and day out, or what are the reasons that you are in this headspace? Is it the students? Is it your curriculum? Is it your content area? Is it your team you're teaching with? Yeah. Your admin. Like, mm-hmm. yes. Like, what is causing you the negative feelings, and reflecting on that?
And I would say, if you find that it's the students, the curriculum, or just the overwhelm in your day where you feel like you're doing work things even late at night, you actually may not need to change your space at all. You might just need to change or adjust the way you're instructing, because yeah. that to me is a management issue. That's a timing issue. I feel like that would be a teacher, if they're open-minded and not looking for a massive change, but looking for a big impact, I'd really work on, like, the structure of how they teach being mm-hmm. the change for them in future years.
Yeah. And I would say too, like, if you can't seem to articulate, like, you're like, I don't know, some days it's the kids, some days it's this, I'm stressed about maybe there's a new curriculum, you know, coming down the pipeline. Sometimes you just need like a whole refresh of what you can control, because I would strongly recommend, don't just, if this was your first year that you really struggled, don't walk away just yet. Make some changes before you do that. We've talked to a lot of educators who had, you know, they changed some things and they're like, this is actually a professional I want to do. I just needed to change. So one thing I recommend is, like, change your space. Like, that was a big thing for me. I felt like I needed to go in and I literally, like, refreshed. I got rid of older posters. I got rid of older signs. You know, the layout of my classroom might change. Like, we can totally help and navigate that with you. If you want to do flexible seating, or if you want some different things, we can help you with grants. Like, if you want some big, like, structural changes in your classroom. But sometimes the space that we are teaching in, we forget that's where we spend 8 hours of our day or more. Yeah. And for me, that was, you know, my husband would always be like, do you really need another thing for your classroom? I'm like, I'm here just as much as I am home. This is my second home. I have to build in, you know, put into it and make it a peaceful environment. So maybe that's what you need. Like, you go into the summer and you're like, I'm revamping everything about my classroom and I want it to be a space that I love to be in. Maybe that's all you need.
I like this suggestion so far, because these are things that keep you in the classroom to do another audit next year of what yeah. makes you happy. But they're adjustments that we know will make an impact in some way, shape, or form. The yes. next layer of this, Katie, I think, is, like, considering moving content or grade levels within the same building, even. Like, we're talking small changes. We'll build up to the big stuff. But yeah. these are changes that you could consider right now. That, you know, Katie, I know you even changed classrooms. Like, mm-hmm. even if it was down the hall, you physically changed to a different room with a different grade level or a different content area. Like, all those small changes give you a little bit of a refresh. It's kind of like painting your bedroom, right? It's like, yes. it feels brand new, even though it's the same room. And mm-hmm. I love those minor suggestions, especially depending on where you fall in this conversation.
Well, and like you said, maybe you're not ready for a big shift. Or I know we've heard from educators like, well, I don't want to have to completely start over and learn, you know, a new whatever. So then, yeah, maybe you look at how you're teaching, or maybe you look at how you structure your lessons yes. and, you know, you can make minor adjustments so that you actually find the joy in teaching again. Because when we get into that, like, mundane, every day looks the same, that can be kind of boring. I'm not going to lie.
And stressful if you're feeling yes. like you're literally on the mount. What is yes. that? A mouse wheel? Like,
yes, exactly. Just that repeated, like, every day looks the same, almost like Groundhog's Day.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're falling in this category, literally what I would recommend is book a phone call with Katie or I. Like, yes. we'll give you our calendar, find a time that works for you. It doesn't need to be today. It doesn't need to be tomorrow. It could even be this summer. But we would love to hear about your specific situation and see what we can help you with, whether it be funding or ideas or whatever. So if that's yeah. the category that you're in, check. We'd love to help.
Yeah.
The next piece for this, Katie, I feel like goes into a little bit more of the question of mobility. I don't know if you're going to agree with me here, but you could look at moving schools. You can look at, I think that becomes tricky depending on where you live. Most educators that I've talked to that are looking to leave the instructional classroom and maybe looking to move into some sort of consulting opportunity or business opportunity, the first question I ask them is, do you want to travel? Because mm-hmm. I find that that is the quickest, what's the word? The quickest out for me to determine if going mm-hmm. and working for some sort of consulting company is going to be a good thing or bad thing.
I also find, like, I feel like a question I often lean on is, do you want to be around students? Because we, you know, especially even like in our role, we work with schools, but there are many days that we see students from afar. We're not necessarily working with them. We're working with the teachers. So that's another thing, is really deciding if you want to continue to work with the youth, because that can drive your next decision too. And I think if you're someone that's maybe you've been contemplating a change for a while, decide, is it that you want to completely leave the world of education as far as a classroom teacher, or do you want to be an instructional coach? Do you want to look at an interventionist? Do you want to work in the district or unit office, that more of that top level? Or is it something that you just think maybe you just need to switch schools and kind of have a fresh perspective? We've heard that from educators all the time. They weren't sure what they needed. They moved schools and that was all they needed. They just needed like a reset. And so really you have to be intentional. And I would say, don't do anything like too drastic without giving it thought. You know, it's.
Yeah. I would really say, don't do anything too drastic without talking to somebody that has a background in these types of conversations. I hope you trust us, you know, to be able to do that for you, but I'm sure you have other people that you can trust and have this conversation. Other things to consider is, I mean, there's youth group companies, there's companies that do after school care, there's tutoring companies, there's companies with the apps that you use every single day that you love that you could go work for. Then all the questions become, do you want to travel? What money or financial standing mm-hmm. do you need to have? How do you feel about retirement? These are things that are seemingly overwhelming, but they're good conversations to have, especially depending on the family makeup that you have mm-hmm. and what you want your life to look like. I think this is more about better understanding yourself, because there will be a role that is the right role for you. Like, I've never had a conversation with somebody that in the end I'm like, yeah, you're screwed. I have no idea what you should go do. Like, it's all about, okay, where's your head at? What are the things you value in your life? What are the things you need in your life? And then here are like 6 recommendations for how you might want to move forward. Maybe none of them, maybe one will be a great fit. Who knows?
And also, I mean, I know this, there's like a whole thing with this about like teachers have summers off, but that's a real thing. There are a lot of jobs that you work for 12 full months and you're taking just vacation time. So if you are someone that relies heavily on, really, I'm just thinking like childcare. If you've got kids that are home all summer, that's a whole nother thing to be mindful of. Yes, we know teachers work over the summer. Lots of teachers either have part-time work or they work on their own stuff to build up for the next year. I'm talking about like you actually have to report somewhere for a full day of work every day over the summer. If that's something you've got to consider it, if nothing else.
That was a big thing for you, I remember. When you transitioned over to being full-time with the Teach Better team, you were ending like in May from the school year. And then you were like, what do I do? Because I want summers off. You had 2 young kids at the time. Now you have a new third. But you were like, this is my favorite time of the year, is to have summers with your girls.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was a sacrifice, choosing to work over the summer, because we work over the summer. Thankfully, though, again, looking at the types of roles you want, we have some really nice flexibility with our time, because we don't physically report to an office, because our team is scattered all around the US and Canada. So there's a little bit of flexibility there with work from home than others may have too.
Well, and too, for me, you know, I love students. And so a big part for me of leaving the classroom was I wanted to invest in my own family more. And I knew that when I was in the classroom in a school and teaching mode, I was giving it 120% all the time, and I was always shortchanging my home life. Well, now I still can be a part of the school culture because I still help with some extracurriculars. I still sit on some of the community, you know, organizations that serve the schools because that was still important to me. And so if you're someone that's really struggling with that, look for opportunities to still get involved in either your school or your community. There, like you said, there's lots of youth programs that you can still stay involved. And that was important to me. I wanted to still be involved with kids, but I also wasn't sure that I could stay in the classroom, you know, for the time of my life that I'm in right now.
Well, Teach Better really needed you, let's be honest. It wasn't even like, she didn't even want the job, guys. We like forced her into it. I will say you did a really good job transitioning and then still keeping one foot in the school system. Like you're involved in like two or three different community things related to your school and your church that get your like hands dirty in education. I think that's really great. I probably need to do that more. I just feel like when I want to be in a school, I have the opportunity within 7 days or 5 days to be in a school because of the schools we work with. And that was my fix. But I'm starting to get now more interested in being a part of the community public education that I live in. Maybe that should be a good goal for me for next school year to figure out what board can I sit on? What community can I donate my time to? Something.
Yeah, because that was the thing. It was, I always was interested in a lot of those things, but didn't have the time because of being a teacher, which, you know, some people are phenomenal at balancing it. I just wasn't. That was my own personal, I just wasn't good at it. So that was a big part is when I literally left, I said to the principal, can I still serve on this board, but as a community member? And we help the kids at the at-risk students. And so it was an important group that I wanted to be a part of. I still help with the theater program, as you know, with our good friend, Sarah. And so like all of those things keep me rooted because that was the stuff I knew I was going to miss. So if you're someone that is in this phase of reflection and you're trying to figure out like, what do you want? Really have, you know, maybe go for a run or a long walk or go sometime where you can really be in your own head and think, what are the things that truly bring me joy? You know, don't pick a bad day that you got yelled at by a parent or a student. Pick a day that you're like, what really do I love about my job? What are the things that I have to have in my life that bring me joy? And those are the things that will kind of ground you and move you to the right direction. Because like Ray said, there's a role for every person. You just have to decide what is stuff that you find exciting. What are things that, you know, drive you? And if you're someone that's like, I just need a pause, then that's okay. Take the pause, go find something that'll bring you happiness for however long. And just know that you can always jump back into the classroom if you need to.
Yeah. Friends, I hope you choose to reach out to us and have some sort of conversation. I know I'm going to speak for Katie too, but I personally love these conversations. Like you are not bothering us. I love these like brainstorm talks. I love introducing people to others that they haven't yet connected with. My biggest encouragement, like, don't go into insurance. You have a lot to offer.
That's so true. Like some people are like, I'm going to go into corporate world. And it's like, okay, that's fine. Like if that's what your personality is, but corporate world looks very different than a classroom. Like working with adults, you can agree working with adults is very different than working with kids.
Yeah. And it's like you don't lose the red tape. For me, if I was going to leave this school environment, I needed to lose a lot of the red tape because that's what like really ruined, like that's what was burning me out. And so going into corporate, you're like walking into more red tape. Anyway, so keep us updated. I hope you choose to DM us, have this conversation. If you have a colleague that's in a similar mindset that you want to share this episode with, we would love to have any conversation with anyone. So please keep us updated. And Katie, thanks for taking the reins this episode. This was good having you lead. Are you going to like tell, like do the goodbye too? Like, sup, bye guys. Love you. You know,
is that what you say?
That's usually what I'm saying.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.